You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We're going to turn the page, folks, and we got to talk a little politics because, holy cow, that was an interesting debate last night. And I couldn't think of anybody better to talk about it with today than Sarah Spain. She is the Director of Strategic Communications at Emily's List. Prior to coming to Emily's List, she managed the reproductive rights vertical at Berlin Rosen, a communication consulting firm. She also worked as a fellow for Hillary for America. Welcome, Sarah. Thanks so much for spending some of your post-debate time with us here on the Maggie Dawn Show.
Thank you for having me.
What were your initial impressions? Because I immediately had a few. What did you, as the debate began, what were you thinking and feeling?
Where to start on this debate? You know, I think a lot of feelings. It was good to see Tim Walz up there against J.D. Vance. I think they just offered a very clear contrast to one another, which I think most people watching would agree with. Starting right off, J.D. Vance, you know, is getting in using eloquent language, but saying a lot of lies right off the bat. And I think we saw that throughout the entire debate. And I think his strategy really was speak eloquently while saying these lies, a little bit different than Trump in his debate. And so it did look a little bit different as we went through it. But again, the same lies that we saw on the stage with Trump, just presented a little bit differently.
We were 15, 20 minutes into the debate. And I'll tell you what I was experiencing was a deep sense of anxiety, like a sick pit in my stomach, because watching J.D. Vance, that is what authoritarianism, religious oppression, inequality, racism, and misogyny looks like when it's dressed up and packaged correctly. We have been, I think, offered an opportunity with Donald Trump because he's so unpracticed, so unvarnished, and frankly, so bad at making the completely unpalatable and frankly disgusting. He can't make it seem anything other than disgusting in many ways. J.D. Vance can. That's what I was thinking. Like, we're looking at, if we are unable to sort of turn the page definitively in this election cycle, that's the next incarnation of a post-democratic United States. I mean, whether we're talking about J.D. Vance's bizarre brand of Christian alt-right nationalism, his bowing of the knee to the billionaire bros, or his embrace of these complete wingnuts that think we need to literally burn our government to the ground. He talks about this post-republic idea. And what he means there is not post-Republican in terms of party. He means the end of our democratic republic as we've known it. I was scared. But then I was heartened by this regular man, this regular guy who happens to be a politician. That's what I felt about Governor Walz. Like, here's a regular person who happens to be a politician, not a professional politician, not a professional snake oil salesman, right? I thought those differences were so stark. Here in Wisconsin, of course, we've got a different incarnation of this MAGA version or view of the world in Senate candidate Eric Hovde. And the commonality between him and J.D. Vance is they've apparently forgotten all of the times that they have said that they want abortion banned. Like, they've had this great amnesia. Sarah, your thoughts on this, because the truth of the matter here is that these guys have extreme opinions on reproductive freedom and the individual's right to choose their healthcare in consultation with their family, religious leaders, and doctors.
Yeah, no, thank you for bringing that up. And I think you're absolutely right that the version of J.D. Vance that we're seeing kind of dressed up and hiding away some of these extremist, racist, you know, anti-women ideals is almost more dangerous than what we see with Trump, where it's very apparent. So I absolutely agree with you. And I think we are seeing this with J.D. Vance. We're seeing it with Eric Hovde. We're seeing it up and down the ballot across the country. And it all started after Roe was overturned. And, you know, we've had these elections where voters have come out in red states, in blue states, in swing states, saying we care about abortion, we want to protect it. And it's the majority of voters. And so Republicans aren't stupid. They can read a poll. And so they've been reading these polls, realizing that abortion for this election is going to be fought and won on abortion. And so they're out here hiding their, you know, very anti-abortion stances and very anti-abortion records from voters so that they can get the vote. But the reality is, once they're in office, we know exactly what they're going to do. And I think for us, we're lucky that we have the records of President Trump from his first administration. We have the records from J.D. Vance in Senate, and they're very clear where they stand. And so I think for us, especially at Emily's List, we have 34 days until the election, and we want to remind voters, it doesn't matter what they say on this debate stage. It doesn't matter what they're saying, you know, when they're talking about where they stand on abortion, look at their records. They're very clear. And I think that's kind of what we want to continue reminding voters.
It's so important. Again, I encourage people to check out Emily's List. You can avail yourself of some of the information that you all have gathered so that you can review candidates' records on reproductive freedoms. One of the tacks that they've taken, Sarah, is to sort of spin this as, well, of course we don't oppose fertility treatments. Of course, because we're pro-family, and they're sort of trying to put this really nice bow on all of this. But that's all garbage too. I mean, the courts are reaching conclusions that are inevitable and in the inexorable outcome of the declaration that life begins at conception. Your reactions to this sort of, not just dressing it up with nice words because it's J.D. Vance, right? The Ivy League version of MAGAism, right? But this particular tack that, oh, we're pro-family and that means we want to support fertility treatments. They weren't talking about that 5 years ago at all.
No, they weren't talking about that. And, you know, I think my reaction is same as yours. That's pure BS. It's not true. It's not real. And I was at a watch party last night where when J.D. Vance on the stage said, I want to be pro-family, I want to be pro-fertility, everyone screamed. And the reason being, he, for the first time when it was in Senate, voted against the IVF bill, and the second time didn't even show up for the vote. And the second time was when, you know, he was already on the ticket as the vice president. And so it's really clear where he stands. And to just put these words into the atmosphere of, oh, I'm pro-fertility treatment, I think Trump has been doing the same because he sees how important this is to people after the case in Alabama. But we know that that's not the truth. They've had the opportunity, Vance specifically, to vote on it and didn't. And so, again, looking at their records, so essential in these cases.
Yeah, where were you, JD, when we were trying to protect fertility treatments? You didn't take that vote. We've got more coming up with Sarah Spain, the Director of Strategic Communications at Emily's List. Because we're in the 2:30 block, we are always talking to Emily's List. If it is a Wednesday, you can mark your calendars by that. I'm Maggie Dawn. We'll be back in just a brief moment here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What was your most infuriating moment of the night? I had a few. Back in just a bit. Move out, don't mess around. Move out. Welcome back, Wisconsin and beyond. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm joined this half hour by Sarah Spain, Director of Strategic Communications at Emily's List. By the way, she also went to The Ohio State University, is a proud Buckeye, so she knows a thing or two about politicians. from Ohio. Welcome back, Sarah. Folks, if you would like to voice some of your reactions, perhaps frustrations with the snake oil that was being shucked on the stage last night by J.D. Vance, the senator from Ohio, 855-752-4842. Sarah and I want to hear from you. There were a lot of lies. There was a lot of politeness, too, in the debate, right? The tone wasn't attacking each other. They attacked, you know, top of the ticket. How do you just, as a political question, Sarah, aside from the specifics, I can speak, I swear. Even radio show hosts sometimes stumble over their words. Aside from the specifics of the reproductive freedom debate, on the overall tone and frankly, politeness of the debate, what was your reaction to that? I personally thought that that worked very well for the Harris-Walz ticket. I think given Tim Walz's sort of self-acknowledged challenges in debating, for him to actively engage in fact checking would have been really challenging for him. And I just don't think he's the right personality type to do attack dog in that sort of a setting. What was your reaction to just the overall tenor of the debate?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're not used to polite debates. Like, I think we have seen Trump debate all of these years. And so coming back to this theme of a polite debate, it almost was startling. And I think, you know, some people liked that J.D. Vance was being polite. And it's a reminder that just because we're seeing politeness in a debate doesn't mean that their values aren't anti-democratic, aren't anti-women, aren't racist, sexist. So I think when I was watching, I was just thinking, it's been so long since we've seen this. And I hope in the future we continue to see these more polite debates between candidates. But agree, I think it was a bit startling at the beginning.
Weird. I mean, since Trump blasted onto the scene or rode down his golden escalator onto the scene in a real formal way, debates, especially on the Republican side in 2016 and even in this primary cycle, things have been so ugly. It was sort of like, wait a minute, are these people actually being, you know, respectful to one another? Boy, this is strange. And the oddity of that moment itself was notable to me. The fact that it was striking me as so strange that there was such, again, at least the veneer of respect and politesse seemed, again, depressingly odd to me. Let's take a caller. Cam from Appleton, you say what? Say hello to Sarah. And what were your thoughts about the debate, sir?
Hello, Sarah. And hello, Maggie. I watched all of it last night, and I think for people that aren't familiar with Tim Walz, you can throw meme after meme around about him being the average dad, the normal guy, and it's, I got to tell you guys, it's really not a meme. It's like, it is legit. He is a human being. It's, I describe him as like one of the first politicians that gives me no lizard vibes in any politic. And he may have misstepped, and he said that he's a knucklehead. I don't blame him for misremembering a 35 year ago trip to a country that he's been multiple times. He's like, so what, who cares? The entire debate, though, you worded it so well, Maggie, the pit in the stomach, because I can admit when someone I hate is doing something that I think is done well, and JD was talking, he was talking a lot better than Trump does. And that was damn near infuriating. And last thing before I go, oh my God, like after this election cycle, can we please talk about a way to figure out how to get men to understand that women can miss periods, they can have late periods, they can have early periods. It's like everyone just failed basic sex ed.
I couldn't agree with you more, Cam. How about this as a starting point? Women are not merely vessels for carrying children. And after we bear children, we are not simply humanoids designed to provide caretaking for men and children. That women have legitimately different aspirations that include motherhood, that can be stay-at-home mothers, but it can include every single thing that a man does. They seem to have not gotten that message. I mean, for crying out loud, some of the guys that J.D. Vance follows and listens to and subscribe to want to repeal the 19th Amendment. Like, they literally do not want women voting. Sarah, how do you think that the Democratic strategy around reproductive freedoms is playing out?
Yes, that is an awesome question. I thought that Tim Walz did really well in reproductive rights last night. And it shows, I mean, he's fought for reproductive rights in Minnesota. I think it's shown truly how much he cares about this issue. It wasn't just something that he was saying to voters. He cares about this and has fought for it. And I thought it was very clear on stage that this is an issue that matters to him. IVF, birth control, abortion. He talked about it all. And I think it's something we've seen him fight for in his state. And it's very clear that he's going to fight for it for the country as well. So I think what we've seen is that Democrats are running on an issue that they care about.
We got to leave it there. That's Sarah Spain, the Senior Communications Director for Strategic Comms at Emily's List. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Must be exhausting, always rooting for the anti-hero.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.